Oh, welcome back to Soda's Road.
It's been a while.
We're all on camera, we're all on mics, but we're all on lav mics.
Yeah.
Which is a cute look for the boys.
Cute look. It's a good look. It's really a healthy look.
Is
Sorry,
it weird?
Boys. I'm a little sick.
Sick or allergic?
Probably both, honestly. First episode back since Fresca. March for the boys.
The bendy catch.
Let's go. Yeah, we actually haven't been back since March because I was on a little departure.
Yeah.
For my teeth, my head, and you went back to Cannes.
Yeah, just being an athlete.
The tin can, buddy.
Yeah.
You're an athlete? Or me?
No, I was just being an athlete.
You were being an athlete?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Just athletic shit, like working, making money.
Oh, okay.
Like playing tennis.
No, tennis is a vibe, bro.
Flying on airplanes.
Actually, were you?
Yeah, trains, too.
Did you get emotional on the airplane? Because remember you said you got emotional
back
in
there? Yeah, I get emotional on airplanes, but I haven't been emotional on an airplane in a while, actually.
And you're getting emotional in schools, right?
Yeah, high schools.
High schools.
You should clarify that.
Just brings you back to the high school days.
Was there like a heartbreak that it makes you think of? Or?
No, just like all the good times I had with the boys. So like whenever I'm just...
Did you peak or what?
Did I peak in high school?
Do you move yours like where ours are just so it's equal?
More what?
Like the mic, like similar to where ours are.
It's literally in my chest.
I know, similar to like our length, you see though? Like yours is like top of the stomach, ours is mid-chest. Just so like the audio
is literally my chest.
But it's just further from your face. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, move it up. Okay.
Mid. Fuck, buddy. You guys never done this before.
Yeah.
I literally put it to the middle of my chest, bro.
No. Right. You put it like here. I'm on a middle here, middle chest, like middle pecs.
That's. I swear to God, I'm literally these.
That's
are my,
not the middle of your pecs, bro. That's the bottom. That's your nipples.
My chest is bro. You
touch
can
your
feel
nipples.
It.
Touch your nipples.
These are my nipples.
Exactly,
bro.
Bro, mid chest, not mid nipples.
Like there.
All right, bro.
Guy,
because like you're look, I can see your pecs through your shirt. Yeah,
I went fucking pecs, bro. I can see your pecs too.
Should we just restart the app?
No, this is great stuff.
It'll be chopped. Don't worry,
it's not being chopped.
Yeah, we don't chop.
Viewers are gone by now.
This is
bro.
Not being
the
chopped.
Viewers are gone.
No, this is not being chopped.
We don't chop.
This is great talk. You thought your chest was different.
Yeah, you tried to trip me for PBN high school.
I did the middle of the. I did the middle of the pecs just like him. And
bro, you didn't. You did nip love.
I guess so, man.
It's like trail mix.
Yeah, retention rate's fucked after that.
No one even knows who you are yet on the pod, dude.
Yeah, dude.
You just come in here talking like the shit. I didn't even introduce you yet.
Oh, wait.
Big shot.
Wow, bro.
Oh, wait, bro.
You got any stories about any famous people in your DMs?
No, let's introduce them first. We got to do that. So this is Garrison Dunn.
What's up?
He is a... How would you describe yourself? I don't want to offend you by your title.
I'd just say, like, content creator because, I do it for... fun. I also do it for work, so.
Well, that would, by definition, yeah.
Like
content
creator. Well, yeah, like the job I actually have, like the company I work with, and then for fun on the side.
Me and Garrison met out in Minnesota, Way of the Warriors, the movie that never was. I talked about it a little, so that's where I met him.
Or November might come out. And, who knows?
Yeah, maybe. And obviously, you guys know Cartsy. He's back. So. We were talking about high school. What were we saying about your high
reminiscing
school?
And
yeah,
shit.
You were just talking about the emotional like time.
Yeah, I had a good relationship with high school. This guy hates that, I guess.
You didn't, did you?
You must not have had a good high school.
Mm.
Can you talk about that a little?
Yeah, why did you have a good high school?
Dude, to start, the name of the my high school was a priest, and he covered up like with kids. So that was like, that made national news.
It just got dark fast.
Yeah,
wait,
for real.
Was the name of it?
So the name is what made you upset?
No,
that
so like,
you. That
no, it was
you,
just right? like a lot of crazy stuff that happened.
So like
we, and then we would wear, it was called Cardinal World. We got ripped for that. I mean, like how do you even respond to that too? Like as a chirp, like you just got to take that.
What did you get called?
Yeah, what did you get called?
Like it was like, well, the priest was like a which is fucked. So it's like.
When you were there?
Yeah, like that literally happened my senior year and they had to do this whole transition. People like spray painted the signs and everything. It was on like national news and stuff. Yeah, it was a big deal. He like covered it up like Penn State type of stuff. Yeah, it was pretty fucked.
So it had nothing to do with your high school.
Yeah, like you.
No, like it was just like a.
It was just the name.
Yeah, but it definitely affected like the school like life. Like people were.
In your senior year?
Yeah.
So the other 3 years were vetoed by this 1 year?
No, I just said like to start off like that's like kind of like a wild thing like usually like priests and, but so I went I was public the first 2 years and then I went private because I didn't really like public too much and I wanted to go private so I did private and then obviously the second year that happened but
Oh, so I see what you're saying. Yeah. You went to a private school, and the name of the private school was the name of this sick bastard.
Yeah, because it was called North Catholic, then they put this guy on. And again, like, in Catholic culture, like, cardinals is, like, it goes like priests, bishop, cardinal is like fucking, it's not Jesus, but it's like damn up there. So, like, for this to come out, it's like, because we had, like, the name on our crest in our hockey jerseys the entire year and stuff. Oh, okay,
so you got chirps on, like, the ice and shit?
Yeah. But also, too, I also was on that season, too. So that was my junior year. So I did social media. So my junior year of high school, I had posted 2 YouTube videos a week for almost like 2 years. Oh, you were
tubing back then.
Yeah, I was tubing hard. Because TikTok was Musical.ly at the time. And I was like, I don't want to go on there. Like, I'm like, oh, this is fucking stupid.
I didn't even know what Musical.ly was. I never dabbled on the Musical.ly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like it wasn't really like that big. Like,
did you dabble on it, though?
No, I didn't. I posted like, I only post, like, it was, like, the transition period. I would throw, like, hockey clips on there.
Interesting. Did you guys find any G-Sun done musically?
Yeah.
Send him our way. Expose him. Send him our way.
Nah, yeah. Yeah, so people, like, I would get, like, obviously ripped for that in school. But then there was a hockey game, too. This is fucking stupid.
Wait, what did you get ripped for?
Dude, like, just content. Like, just search, like, YouTube shit.
Why? So what made you start making videos in high school?
So I was, like, on Vine. Like, I used to, like, I've always been posting, like, videos. Like, when I was in second or third grade, I made, like, short films, like, comedy, like movie-style stuff. Like, we did, like, a Chucky one, which was kind of stupid.
Horror.
We did, like, a bunch of stuff in, like, fucking third grade. So, like, a while ago. And, like, YouTube capture and stuff. And then, like, I always kind of, like, did stuff like that. And then I saw Cody Ko, and I was kind of inspired by his kind of, like, style of content.
Code, yeah. He's a funny guy.
He is pretty good. And he would just, like, but then I'm like, oh, cool. Then I'm like, look at that now. Like, he just rips people that have, like, no he followers does. Can even, like, back you know themselves Cody? Up.
Canadian guy.
Kind of stupid. Yeah, I've
seen Cozy.
So, and then I did that for a little bit.
What kind of YouTube videos are we talking? Like, why were they making fun of him?
Dude, just because, like, you know, the school size. Right. Well, I got ripped in my old high school for it. Because, like, nobody does content. Like, especially then, even now. But, like, especially just when you're standing out.
Yeah,
especially,
yeah.
And I was a new kid, too, so I did that. Dude, and then, like, so I would constantly get ripped at school. And then one of the hockey games we had. So our team was JV, so I got to clarify this real quick. So we didn't have a team for, like, there was a new school built.
Yeah.
That wasn't in the city because the school used to be in the city. So you put it in the suburbs and there was no hockey team for like 20 years or something like that. So they lost the team, had to start fresh.
Oh, shit.
And they started the team over my sophomore year and they obviously threw us in JV because they didn't want to throw us in varsity yet. Yeah, and then it was like a varsity team because it was like the best, obviously, like the players and everything.
So you actually had no varsity team at your
school? No. But now, of course, after I left, then they got it. Because they started... Now there's 3 teams at the
school. Were you guys, like, beating the other JV teams?
Yeah, we were. It was, like, pretty competitive, too. So we'd also play other small schools that only had one team. Because of private high school. Gotcha. Catholic high school.
Catholic?
Now, yeah, but now it's, like, a hockey academy. Now there's, like, kids, like...
I was a prep school guy, buddy.
Yeah. They're trying to be prep, but big they're not.
Yeah, no, you can't just, like, be prep.
Yeah, they're fucking...
You're born into it.
They're called it... It's, like, the Penns Elite team, the AAA. They're calling it, like, North Catholic Prep, because now you have to be... You have to go to that school to play AAA Penns Elite.
Man, I didn't really love high school either. I don't know. Wait, time out.
Yeah. Can we clarify what you posted?
Yeah, we never answered that.
You never answered that.
What
you were posting.
Okay, yeah, so...
In high school.
Yeah, so I was just, like, comedy... Like, stuff like what Cody Ko would do, I would, like, react.
Oh, you do reaction videos.
In a sense, but kind of like do stuff like that. And then I would just like a bunch of, there was really no niche. But real quick, so my junior year, we had like a playoff game against like a rival school. And I got hurt, like I separated my shoulder and shit. And then I'm in the hospital, like on Twitter. And I'm just getting reamed from the other, like dudes in the student section. And we had no last names on the jerseys too. Yeah. So like they went, found the roster. Here's the nearest hospital, shit like that, like putting my face on like a dude and like damn, a you fucked up roast. Dude. And then I have like there were signs too said like Garrison pronounces the G in lasagna. Stupid chirp.
Oh, that was a terrible chirp.
Yeah,
wasn't dude, your area sounds like
dust.
Yeah, like dust.
Dude, you're telling me. And then like that would happen so much. Like I was so fucking like despised in that area from playing like
for tubing.
Yes, dude. Too big. And I got like no views. But like if you get views, then help. No one cares. That's like,
it almost makes it worse because it's like so the start worse. Is always the worst. But
yeah. Dude, yeah, I would get fucking like.
That's brutal.
Dude, yeah, there would be high beef, bro. There'd be so much beef too. Like when I'd play my old school, like they'd go on Twitter and fucking just rip and just gang up and stuff. Like it was, dude, it was toxic. It was fucking.
Were you like mega beauty in high school?
No, I was just normal.
You just like normal beauty?
I just played sport. I just played basketball, track.
Wait, you didn't play hockey?
I played AAA and then I stopped.
How did he not mention that first?
No, yeah. You did tell me you played AAA up until you bantam, right?
High school, I guess.
Major bantam then.
And then not during high school.
I didn't play in minor midget because we had an absolute pigeon of a coach.
Oh, fuck. So you played ball in high school?
Yeah, I balled all high school.
Dude, that's classic.
Yeah, it was a good dude.
Dude, wait, can we make like a parody basketball video? Do you know enough stereotypes?
Yeah.
You got the height.
I do, and I got a lot of friends that. Well, basically all my closest friends played basketball, and some of them still do, like, going forward.
That's fire.
That's collegiately. Fair. So we could do that, dude. If you want to take a trip up to the ends, the north ends.
The north
ends. We could get into the high school and film there.
Is basketball big high school player in Canada? Because, like, where not I'm from, dude, nobody gives a shit really about hockey. Like, there's a lot of teams, but, like.
Did you say basketball or hockey?
Is basketball big in Canada? Like,
I mean, my school is pretty big. We have.
Not as big as America.
No, definitely not. Like, we don't have McDonald's All-American games. We got the BioSteel game, though.
the BioSteel game, bro.
That's Canadian shit ever, bro.
But, it was fun, though. I liked it. I wouldn't change anything about it. Plus, high school hockey isn't the same. Like, you just play AAA and then go to the OHL if you're that.
Yeah, in Canada, school is not as...
I'm from at least.
Yeah, no, that's everywhere in Canada.
It's like a weird difference between it.
It's a better difference.
Even in each state is fucking... Like, Minnesota.
Yeah, that it's true. Each state is different
in
here. But if it's like a hockey state, I don't know, like, New England is a big prep school, then to juniors. Like, it's like, oh, let's get out of our public, go prep, then juniors.
Don't you get another year, too? You could do like a gap, like a stop gap year or whatever. Yeah.
I repeated.
Oh, that, yeah.
Not because I'm smart, like not because I'm dumb, like I'm smart, but like because
your senior year,
I needed that age. I needed to
play more hockey.
I needed to get like the
you didn't age out in junior.
Yeah, I didn't though. I didn't do that.
You didn't age out, so you just got another year.
I just did an extra year.
You're almost a true freshman.
Almost, but a year I wasn't. But yeah, 1 year removed, which is rare now.
It is very,
very rare.
Now there's like 23-year-olds playing like Asha. Like, dude.
Yeah.
Like, let the dream go. Nah, but.
What is Asha?
They're getting money. ACHA.
Oh. Dude, I always feel bad. Like, when I first heard of, like, someone asked about, like, ACHA on my old pod and I didn't know what it was, like, I kind of felt bad. But
no, it's legit.
I now know what it is.
But those dudes are assholes. Those fuckers don't like me. We can talk about that another time, but. Or later on the podcast.
Does anyone like you?
Should we have you on here?
Bro, guys,
should
it's just
we be
like,
hanging with you right now?
Dude, guys are just like, I don't know. They just don't like when people go out of their way to like stand out. Like, you just, it's like frowned upon. Think about it.
No, I feel.
But like for
I
you,
feel,
you're loved in the guy community, so obviously they're not going to. Like,
yeah, I feel you because like I was. Like, at first, I was like the weird guy in college hockey. Well, not like a weird guy, but I was the guy in college hockey in the vlog. Yeah. So like. People try to talk shit about it. I get that, but then like,
don't matter when you're talking 10 a year.
Yeah, well, it doesn't. It just didn't matter to me at all. But then it got love, obviously. Like, and now like I make comedy videos, which is different than you. Like, you have a heavy female audience.
Yeah, it's like
so.
It's like 80-20, like 90-10. Yeah. So
the boys apparently. I mean, I would never like talk shit to someone who makes content for the girls. Like, I wouldn't be like, yo, you fucking. You dweeb, you weasel.
Yeah, you're fucking weasel.
You weasel, would you? Do you talk shit?
I don't talk shit to nobody.
No.
Unless I'm getting shit talked to, then I'll talk back. But
yeah, back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not that guy. But
no
point. I guess I get that guys would do that to you though.
Plus too, especially what I've realized, which I think is dumb. So like, obviously you like to make videos because you've always like wanted to make videos. Like you do it because it's fun and shit. And people will rip on you for that. But then it's like, oh, if you get views and you get followers, like, people just, like, their opinions, like, change.
Yeah,
which
yeah,
is
yeah.
Stupid.
Everyone,
so it's like,
everyone bandwagons.
The passion, anything. Like, never changes, right? So, like, yeah. I would get some people that would be like, dude, your videos are fucking stupid, like, rip me before. And they're like, oh, dude, like, if you're making money, that's cool. It's like, dude, what if I was making, like, $0? Like, are you still going to, like, think it's cool? Like,
yeah, no. Probably they hop on bandwagon, like, after it's successful. If it's not, like, the cool thing, they're not going to hop on. But if it's the cool thing, they're like, yo, big fan.
Like, if you got no views and we're in college hockey, like, dude, you might get, like...
Oh, for sure. If like, I got, like, 200 views a vid, dude, I'd be getting torched. But, like... Yeah. But, like, no, yeah, I guess... Yeah, mine, I don't know. Well, no one was doing what I was doing. And I guess, like, it got good... It got received well. By a lot of people. Obviously, there's people who fucking talk shit still, but like, I don't care.
Who's a football guy that did it? And they had
a lot of, the guy who, like, destroying, you mean?
Yeah. So now it's like, it's like cool now.
It's been cool. He's sick.
Facts.
Well, it's still not cool. Like, if you're in the sport, like, if you're in college sports, you're not, like, it's just hard to do it still. Especially in hockey, I should say.
Yeah, at least, like, for sure.
There's a lot more football players. It's a different culture,
bro.
A lot
basketball more. And football, they love anything on social media. They love it, bro.
It's way different. Yeah.
Hockey, there's not really social.
I don't know how the culture.
Because they market the players better, I think, too.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't know how they do for sure. And the NHL doesn't suck. The NHL sucks at marketing.
Hire us.
Maybe that's why they don't hire me, because I talk shit about them.
No, but it's like, that's why we have passion. We have so much passion for the league, so it's like. When there's so much potential, we get frustrated. Like, the fuck? Like, this is so frustrating.
Do you think in, like, a football locker room, like, if there's a dude who makes, like, YouTube videos, like, they're cool to their teammates?
Yes.
You think? I don't know. I'm just
asking. There's guys I see on TikTok that make videos.
Well, I know.
Like, the boys love it, dude. Like, their teammates are, like, all on the vids and stuff.
Yeah, I've seen those.
I think it's more an internal thing. And it's external. Like, the other team might talk shit to you about it. Because you're like, it's like a fear of what people are going to think of it.
I don't know.
But it's also, like the mindset of, like, your friends, your close friends will rip you just because they're your friends.
No, bro. Those aren't close friends.
But they'll I've seen guys that are trying to, like, humble you, you know. But it's like, if anyone else talks shit, it's war.
Who do you hang out with?
Yeah, bro? You gotta recheck your friends, bro. Yeah. Your friends are
Dude, your friends are whack, bro.
People are weird and
they're crazy.
Pittsburgh.
They're crazy.
I'm wearing a fucking Pittsburgh hoodie.
Your friends
suck. Clearly,
need to be checked here.
Yeah, we gotta check supporting them.
None of my my close group obviously doesn't, but like kids that would like you know.
I don't know, man. Everyone that I would consider a friend. Was always supportive of my crazy creative shit.
Yeah, maybe they're not friends. They're acquaintances.
Because, anyone that I considered a friend was super supportive. Even if they didn't understand it or, like, was, like, a fan of it, they wouldn't like, be like, yo, like, chill, bro. They'd just be like, dude, do your thing. Like, fuck them right, you know? So you gotta be, like, surround yourself with better people.
It's also, too, it's like, it's like the money thing.
So does therapy.
It's like the money thing kind of, like, annoys me, too, because... Like, TikTok, like, dude, you used to not make any money. There was no creator fund. There was no Instagram fund. And now it's like, oh, yeah, you can make money. That's cool. It's like, dude, people, like, one of my best friends, Ben Herman, I love you. He did, like, a brand deal for Cash App, dude. And it got, like, 200,000 views. He was supposed to get, like, $500. Like, nothing. Like, they did not, like, so early on, too, like, people did not know anything of it. And that was, they got paid on the view, too.
Interesting.
So money was on the back end. He actually never got that money. So
that sucks.
It's even more fun.
That sucks for him, bro.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Fuck, dude. So the life of your content creation has been like nice waves, bro. You've been dealing with some hates and
the ebbs and flows.
It's all over the place. My brothers would also get ripped in school
for you.
Yes, dude. All the time. Damn, bro. So I would get texts like in my family group chat. Like, Ellis is getting ripped. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, what am I going to do about it? And now my brother, I kid you not.
Make a PSA about it.
He'll flex. Like, he's like, dude, he's hung out with, like, Pat Shea and made videos with Pat. Like,
really?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I swear to God. It's
damn,
crazy.
Bro. Yeah, that's tough. I guess it's the style of content. But.
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you deal with it? Do you just ignore
just
it? Block out the haters?
Keep posting.
You should make PSAs if anyone picks on your brother. Be like, yo, if you fuck with him, bro.
I almost did,
and then do like a TikTok dance about it.
I'm getting what they want, bro. I'm giving them what they want, bro. It's fucked.
That'll get them more popular.
Like, Ellis Becker, I'm sorry, but I'm just not.
Bro, so.
It's fucked.
The life of content creation. So on TikTok, you have a big following.
Mm-hmm.
What is it at now?
220.
So
you've. Maybe 230. Something like that.
You've chatted with some people. We were discussing prior.
Mm-hmm.
Who did you want to call out? What is this like? Do you get like when you like do you start talking to the other the talkers? Is there a community of talkers?
It's definitely cool being because again with my following mostly being like 80 to 90% girls. Obviously, I'm going to like meet some like other girls that are decent size, I guess. To sound humble.
Decent size. Finish that sentence.
Decent size accounts that people would know.
Okay, followings.
Yeah, and it's also funny too. Like I would like meet them, not meet them. Like I would like talk in DMs and stuff like that.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I try to. Just, it's kind of hard.
Anyone specific?
I mean, there was one that I can talk about.
Ooh.
So Overtime Megan.
Oh my God. I don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Overtime Megan. There's so many girls. It's crazy. Like, shout out to all the hockey players, like, worldwide. You guys have left your mark on some girls. It's nuts because people comment, be like, oh, I love hockey players and shit. Thanks to all you guys out there. You're helping me out.
You're welcome.
Whether you're thinking
you're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because Megan's like.
Say you're welcome. We're hockey players.
Thank you, bro.
What's the highest level you played?
Don't worry about it, bro.
I'm just saying you're welcome. Because I'm a hockey player. I don't even know what you're talking about, but.
I'm saying it's like chicks love hockey players for how well, you know, they're good guys and stuff.
Are you saying it sarcastically?
No, I swear to God.
I honestly never watched a video. Like, do you post like hockey videos?
So I'll do like. I won't do.
Are you lying? You totally
have I'm trying to fucking like. Get him to say what he does.
Oh.
Like,
yeah. I'm not. Oh, I gotta get there first. But anyway, I'm saying is that like Overtime Megan and girls
why
like
do you
that
have a female
love
audience?
Hockey players, yeah. Stuff like that, and also too, like we would talk because she's lives in New York and stuff like that, and again, it's also too like Jack Hughes helps out with that. Like I'm definitely like a beneficiary of Jack Hughes. And also this book
series.
What does that mean, bro?
So
you're direct.
Like Jack
Hughes. You're second in line. It's like a lot.
You handle his money, bro.
It's you're Hughes. Fucking... It's you. You're
it's
second
Hughesy.
In line.
Like, it's G song, bro.
No,
like,
I'm like
Hughesy gets
line.
A girl. Hughesy gets line. A girl. Then he's
trickle
like,
down
yo, see my boy G.
Trickle down banger.
Yo, it's a trickle down economy.
Dude.
No, it's like, dude, before, like, obviously hockey players, like, know Crosby, Stamkos, shit like that. But to the non- like hockey fan, it's like no one knows who these fucking people are usually. It's like yeah. No one really knows. But like everyone knows LeBron.
Yeah.
Everyone
true.
Knows Brady.
Yeah.
And then when Jack Hughes came on, he was first everyone's like, dude, his looks were huge. And then he got wrecked in the NHL. Remember he was like having like rookie struggles.
Took him a couple years to come in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, now sure. He's like
now
killing
he's,
it.
Now he's good.
And he more like since he was good looking and he was also like using his social media to he's got like 500,000 followers. Which is like used, which is pretty good.
Yeah, a lot of hockey
Crosby
players
doesn't have social
don't.
Media.
Yeah, but if he
everything's
did,
offline.
If he did, he'd be popular.
Mm-hmm. So like with
Fadzy.
With him, yeah. Matt Barzal, I always see people like.
Yeah, but he's someone in the hockey world, but to the greater world, like no. One
a lot of girls like love him though. Like he is
hockey
he's
fans,
a stud.
Girls probably.
And
yeah.
Then these books that, like, are fan casted, like they'll always choose like Barzal, Hughes, Zegras, stuff like that. Because the NHL is definitely marketing more.
Yeah, but what do you? Where is this? Okay, yeah.
I'm saying is that they have definitely helped pique
they've
the
helped
interest
you?
Of, in a sense, because so I'll do like a video and I'll like take off my helmet and just like do some lip sync, some shit like that.
He gets the girls going. He gets
does.
Them buzzing.
It does okay. They do okay.
Some of them do great.
But obviously, I don't really play like hockey like too much anymore. So I don't know. I kind of just don't. Want to do it that much anymore?
But,
like,
okay,
recently,
so like,
I haven't. Been.
But you toss the bucket on, and like the girls would be like, "Oh, hockey
dude,
player! I
yes.
love hockey players." No,
and then like, their interest may have been started through Jack Hughes of why they like the sport, like why they maybe.
So they'll text you and be like,
first,
I'm attracted to you because I saw.
Yo,
Jack
I saw
well,
Hughesy
well,
buzzing
dude,
on the sheet.
Comment,
and now I want to bang.
People will be like, "This is why I love hockey players," or some shit like that.
Because of you, not Hughesy.
Yeah, not Hughesy, dude. Hughesy has no relationship, bro. You're doing this yourself, bro.
I guess.
Bro,
I
don't credit Hughes.
He did tag my girl, though.
You sound bitter.
Dude, you sound bitter,
of course,
bro.
Tell the story on my pod. You told it on Pigeon
Pod. Yeah.
Why are
so,
you bitter?
Girl I talked to for, like, months, and, like, we were, like, talking and
they're
stuff.
They're tight, though. Don't forget. You're tight with her.
But he's a predator.
Yeah.
He's, what did you call it? A predator? Something to
a predecessor? Is that
I don't know
it?
What you said. You said something.
I can't.
Beneficiary.
Yeah, beneficiary. Yeah. Indirectly.
Maybe he's a beneficiary of you.
it's a give and take relationship.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we were like talking for like a while. We were like really good friends. Asked her to prom, and shit like that. Like went to her house. Dude, her dad like sat on the couch the whole time. I was looking fucking worried.
When you asked her?
Yeah. Like I met the dad real quick, and he just talked to the mom. Like she was awesome.
The girls like you.
Bro, I also had bleach blonde hair because dyed it blonde for playoffs.
Stud, bro.
JV Ploffs,
let's go. Bro, I look like a fucking skunk. Like holy in the shit. Middle, it was fucking dust. But anyway, so we like talked for a little. Decided not to go to prom for other shit. Just didn't like she was too far. Just didn't work like logistically. And then she called me. She's like, "Hey, like talking to Jack Hughes." I'm like, "What do you mean?" She like DM'd him. And he would respond and shit. And then they started, like, Snapchatting. And she would, like, show me the snaps of, like, her and Jack Hughes. I'm like, damn, like that's fucking, like, Jack Hughes. That's sick. And I didn't really think anything of it. She's like, don't talk to, like, don't tell anyone. I was like, all right, that's fair. Like, whatever, you trust me. I fucked up. But she then gets a call or a text from Jack Hughes. This is when he's in, like, dev camp or something. Like, the end of dev camp, whatever. In New Jersey. And he's like, yeah, like, come over or whatever. So her mom with her friend drive like 4 hours to go to Jack Hughes' hotel. She goes in the telly for like 10 minutes, and she comes out. I'm guessing they played like I don't know battleships or some shit, whatever.
You think he sank her battleship?
He might have, bro. He might have. And good for her, bro. Like she's gorgeous, man. He's a good looking guy. So he signed his contract, like his pro contract.
Oh, this next bitter. Day. There's some bitter shit.
And so, like, I told my friends, I'm like, they're like, dude, you know what? He sucks the first year. I'm like, oh, you know what?
Oh, so you were like, you still care, bro?
Dude, it's like, you're bro, solid? I'll have to like every time he scores, like, I'm like, bro, like my friends will just send me just like fuck with me.
Damn, but dude, maybe it's because you like you let it fuck with you.
Yeah, bro. Like, what's the big deal?
I mean,
like, did you ever like even like hug this girl? Like,
honestly, bro. It's just jokes at the end of the day. It's just funny. Yeah, now sure. He's like, you know, he just set the point record. Now he's doing really well and stuff. So anyway, it's like I told her I wouldn't tell anyone, and shit, which I broke her trust. And I told, which is fucked. Like I fucked
you
up.
You told a lot of people,
and I told my one friend.
You're not name dropping.
Not my friend anymore. Right. No, at my grad party, and this is before she's like, I'm sorry I couldn't come and everything, and this fucking idiot, you know who you are, posted a photo of Jack Hughes, tags her. So she told me she was at like dinner with her family and just gets tagged Jack Hughes. She's like, who is this fucking new? Like, she had no idea who this kid was.
She didn't know who Hughesy was?
No, like, she didn't know my friend who posted Jack Hughes and tagged her. He's like, I deleted it. 2 seconds.
She just
like,
posted a photo on his Instagram and tagged her.
But yes. This is some crazy high school drama that you're
yeah, no, it
like,
is. Yeah. Back
up. You should have done this today.
Yeah, you should have. I could have scripted this into the comedy video, bro.
Dude, literally. And then I check my phone. It's like 10 missed calls. I'm like, oh fuck. He's like, dude, it's hilarious, bro. I'm like, dude, now she'll probably never talk to me again, violate her trust.
And she hasn't.
No, we're on good terms, but
bro, that's yeah, some she crazy just upgraded from
TikTok to Jack Hughes, you know. Don't blame her.
You weren't even talking then though.
Yeah, bro. You weren't even like
talking. Well, we were still like cordial. We were still like
No, I mean like TikToking.
Oh no, like yeah. I really started.
And you weren't even talking. You guys were just. Did you ever snug? Like,
I had like house, a. I had like 500 YouTube subs.
Did you ever? Did you ever snugs boots with her?
Nah, bro. We weren't like. We were just. But also,
it was just
too,
a girl you liked. It was like the crush that got away.
It was a crush.
The crush that never.
But also
happened.
Too, we were both like Catholic schools and like, dude, Catholic school girls are either like.
Dude.
This is not comparison to her, but they either were like, they slept with a shitload of people, or really? They were saving for marriage. Like they would tell
one or
in
the other?
Class. Yeah, they would tell in class, like
it's like easy A.
How having sex was like a sin. Like you can't do that. You'll for go to sure. hell.
Yeah, they
shit
do
like that.
Yeah.
Bro, it's fucking nuts, bro.
It's just one or the other.
This is hilarious.
Yeah, it's literally either or. Jokes, no bro. Between. So
damn, that wasn't how it was in my school. There wasn't like they weren't teaching that.
Yeah,
dude,
no,
they
me neither.
Were hammering it down.
Me neither.
Bro, I remember my freshman year in health class, though, when they were, like, trying to scare you out of having sex a little. They were. Like,
I don't even know if I did health class. I think really? I had, like, 2 health classes my whole year. Which boys were just bantering.
Oh, you
that should be the most important class, though, in high school. It's like.
Why do you think?
That's no, all. You no. learn how to do CPR. You no. learn what not to do, how to save.
Like, maybe sex. Like, you learn
yeah,
some shit about
sex. You learn, like, but... the dangers of, like.
Or you no. just dive
it's,
in.
It's not number one, dude. It should
you
be
just
number
dive
one.
In.
Yeah, it's more important than
just,
the slope.
Just
you know?
Dive in. Then hope for the best, you know? Learn as you go.
Yeah.
No, it is important.
Like health, like food too, like the food pyramid and shit. Like
yeah, but they talk garbage back
there.
That's
what I'm saying.
Like,
yeah, no, the food stuff's whack.
Like health class could be the most important.
Potential.
Like, they taught a bunch of bullshit.
It's all whack, bro.
It could be because you should know like all that shit. But I don't know. What do you think is the most important class in school then?
Personal finance.
That wasn't even a class.
Yeah, I didn't even have that in high school, bro.
It should be.
Yeah, it should be.
I agree. No, yeah, that should be number one for sure.
But it's not a class, though. It's not
how
like...
How fucked up the school is it?
Yeah, but like they just like teach you how to do random math equations that you can use on a calculator to do, you know? It's weird.
But like personal finance, like tax and shit? Like
yeah, they don't even teach
you taxes. Don't get AIDS.
But that's not even a class in public high school.
It should be, though.
No, you're right.
100%.
But it's not.
Okay, if I'm talking what...
School system's spooked. We've talked about this.
It is messed. We've talked about this. The most important class that I took in high school?
Yeah.
That we had offered was probably my accounting class.
I didn't even have accounting either.
I didn't either. Or like, maybe senior year, but I didn't go senior year.
Let's see.
I guess
I wouldn't need it. I fucking
probably that, dude, honestly. Yeah. Or like I had a math class, calculus class with
Did you find calculus to be important?
Do you remember any of this shit?
I don't.
Yeah, no, he was just a beauty. Like he was just a good dog. He was a good lad. Like he just like did his stuff and then he talked about important shit.
Bro, you saw the most important class I took today.
Good guy, Shaq.
Shout out to Shaq.
Good guy.
Marshfield Student Broadcasting, the most important class I ever took for me.
I definitely did.
Taught me the
definitely
baseline.
Has potential.
So,
but it's also weird when, real quick, so it's also weird with the people that would teach health class about fitness were like, they couldn't even spell the word fitness.
Yeah, like my health teachers were all like fucking
obese.
Heavy smokers and obese.
Yeah, like.
They're like, don't smoke, it'll give you yellow nails or something. They all had yellow nails, like puffing out backdoor smokes and shit. I'm like,
brutal, dude.
You guys are clowns, and we chirped.
It should be illegal to like work in the healthcare system and smoke. For bro.
Or just like
or be obese.
Yeah, for sure. You have to be like a good example if you're gonna talk health.
Dude, it's like coaching an NHL team and never playing hockey in your life.
I feel like that's been a thing before, though.
It would be me teaching like
it's
hockey
happened.
Advice.
It's happened,
but I agree. Yeah, it's so true. It's like playing basketball your whole life and then just being like, you know what, I'm going to coach hockey.
No, yeah, like playing basketball your whole life and like...
Not to glaze, fucking, Dubas never played.
I'm going to be a swim instructor.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's, so like, it's not
just
even
something
that too.
So far like...
Like you just live the opposite life.
They don't even believe like what they're
you
saying.
You're going to teach
like,
this.
How could you... How could you look at a kid?
I'm gonna be a
bunch
heart
of
surgeon.
Kids that are
so impressionable.
I played
hockey my whole life.
It's just sad, bro.
Did you get all gassed up for health class then? Were you like, yo,
dude?
The
it
boys.
Was just like, dude, it was
I
so
was
fucking
of,
weird, bro.
Any celebs when you did it or no?
Did you have celeb crush?
You really want me to...
No, you have celeb crushes. I'm asking you. Like, oh. Who's your celeb crush?
Oh.
What do you think I was talking about?
I don't know, bro.
Dude, yeah.
Fucking, you got brunette. Fucking, oh my god, I'm
any blonde hair like celebs you were crushing on? Like Barbie.
Do you have one now, a celeb crush?
Yeah, I'm blanking on her fucking name.
Blink 182?
I'm blanking on her name. She's kind of like...
The Barbie?
She's brunette, obviously. That's half the girls on the planet.
Yeah.
Dude, she's kind of like...
Narrows it down.
Yeah, it narrows it down a ton.
Fuck, man. I'm going to have to look it up.
It's you don't know me. Your celeb crush and you have one?
So it's not a celeb crush.
I don't
crush
really have one. I did
yeah,
as a kid.
Like, I, now I'm realizing I don't really, like...
No, it's fair. It's fair.
I did as a kid.
Yeah.
Fuck, Selena. It's not Aniston's hot.
Selena,
growing
like,
up,
Mez.
Yeah, back Mez? In the day. Now, yeah. not so much,
dude.
No, it's fair. Yeah. You got a girl now, so she's your celeb crush.
Yeah, oh, she man. Is.
Same.
That's dude. That's a high school thing too.
What?
We easily could have brought
celeb crushes.
We could have sneaked that in. Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Well, fuck, bro. I want
the game.
Yeah, we are married to the game, so we don't. Yeah, we don't do that shit.
Yeah. What's sexual?
Yeah, so tell me more about your creation life. I want to know more. I want to dive deeper into your creation life. So, what is the creative process that goes into making a video? Like,
honestly, like recently, I mean, I'll not go around the bullshit, but recently too, I just been doing like, I would do like more alcoholic videos because I joined a fraternity in college. Obviously, I was drinking
Beauty.
More.
Whoa,
oh, yeah.
Any illegal,
those kids always backed me up for my shit too.
Oh, they liked.
Yeah, they did. Which was
good
nice.
Frat, good brothers.
That's what I'm saying. Rush Pike.
Are you branded?
Hmm.
You branded?
No.
So you're not really a frat.
Yeah. A lot of people have it on their ankle though.
Where do you have it?
Left of butt cheek.
Nutsack.
Oh yeah.
Do you have
felt
one?
Good.
Are you branded?
Yeah.
Are you lying? Is he lying?
Am I branded?
No hand.
No, I got no. I don't want to get any tats because like modeling.
No,
and stuff.
Branding is not a tat. That's like taking the fucking the hot thing, you know, the fiery thing, and just.
That happens though.
You know, I'm like, branded.
Really?
Sure. Well, not on purpose. It's just like burn mark on the side of my neck here. So
not a hickey?
No, it's a burn mark. It's like a little.
It's a hickey spot
there forever.
Yeah. So he had like a. I won't name him. My teammate in college had. He was smoking like. I don't even know what it was, like a black and mild.
Yeah.
And he was really drunk and he like hugged me. And just hits my neck. And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And now this has been there since bro, that's sophomore fucked. Year.
I'd be pissed.
So what I'm branded, bro.
That's fucked.
And I wasn't in a frat, and you're not.
Yeah, I should have been branded, maybe.
Maybe.
But anywho, go on with your creative process.
So yeah, I definitely started to drink more and stuff. And
that's
I
the
wanted,
creative process.
No, so like
just
I wanted
pounding sodas, just being hammered.
So like, the junk I don't know. I started to like make some drinks and stuff. It was actually dead ass conversations with you. That were like, dude, people can only like judge like a 10-second video of me. Like, they need more personality. People would always tell me, like, they would assume, like, people would tell me at the bar, like, dude, I thought you'd be like such like a prick from your videos.
Yeah.
Like, because I do thirst traps, and they'd be like, oh, you're cool. And I actually heard like, even Josh Richards would say like a similar thing.
For sure, because you guys make similar stuff.
Exactly. So I was like, oh, shit. And even you said, I'm like, if I wanted to build more of a brand, then I kind of like want to branch out because how can I do like shit like that?
Yeah, you got to show personality or like something where they're becoming a fan of you, not just like, oh, I like the way this guy looks.
Exactly.
Know anything about him.
It's more of like a parasocial relationship, I guess. Yeah. But I would do like Get Ready With Me. I've done some Get Ready With Me's, but like chaotic.
Who started that trend? Is that Alex Earl?
She popularized it, dude.
She popped it.
Dude, she gets shit in the bag and people would watch.
Like, really?
It's fucking crazy.
I don't know much about her.
I don't know much about shitting in the bags.
Yeah.
I mean, I might. I know who Alex Earl is because of my girlfriend, but.
I mean, yeah. I blocked her, actually.
But she pulls, like, views, and they're all over a minute long, so she's probably making, like,
yeah, she definitely
70K
makes bang,
a month,
yeah.
probably.
She makes bang, for sure. More, bro. Like, yeah, like, she gets ads and sponsors and shit, too, but. Mm-hmm. So you started incorporating personality. More,
yeah, so I did. And then I'm like.
Boozing.
Yeah. Because I'm like, I can't really do, like, I also got bored of doing hockey stuff. And I have done some stuff recently, but I'm like, it's cool. Like, oh, cool. Like, a lip sync song. Like, whatever. Like, it gets old. Like, genuinely.
Yeah.
Like, there's only so much you can do. Actually,
I was in one of yours. Yeah,
yeah, it went
back
viral.
In the day. I was a fucking thirst trapper. I trapped a lot of thirst in that video.
That's sick, dude. Watering mouths and shit.
Oh yeah.
Comments loved you too. Who's in the main hoodie?
No, that was a different one, bro. I was in a. I trapped a couple thirst.
Yeah.
Holy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's a lot of water to be dragged around.
I was
guy.
In his
don't
viral
forget the
video.
I did like a stupid dance that I don't know years ago. Remember that? That like the shower video back. You light me up inside. You were
oh,
in that
I
too.
Remember you doing that.
You danced. No, you were in it. You
oh,
danced.
I was in it, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I've been a few traps of thirst. Bro, I've trapped major thirst. I didn't even realize.
Yeah.
I remember being in your viral video.
Mm-hmm.
Like your first viral.
No, that's, yeah, it's still
yeah,
my
I remember when we met, you had like 60,000 followers. And by the time you left 3 weeks later, it was like, because you went by, you had like 100K. And you were like, I remember you gassed up, bro. You were on the,
hype,
it was the number 7 kid. Remember, he made that trend?
Yeah, he did.
So you wanted to do it for hockey.
And people like loved it. They were like, I like this better than like number 7.
And it wasn't even the same like energy. We were just on a lake and you were just like, and I was behind you just like thrust in the air.
Yeah.
You know?
That's weird. That's more thirsty than I've done in a while, to be honest.
Right. I mean, I can thrust air pretty well. Yeah. So
it's an easy hobby.
Yeah.
But also too, like so many like creators are not, like hockey people I've seen like doing Taylor Swift. I'm like, I didn't really... I think I was one of the first or something before just because I liked her music, just like the mainstream shit, and then started to get more into her stuff and started
listening
to her.
Yeah, you
like,
really like Taylor, bro.
Dude, yeah.
You were like getting angry about it last night.
Yeah, you're getting a little too heated.
You were like getting fired up at the bar.
I don't even
last
remember
night.
This.
I don't know. You were just like, yeah, you were getting like, someone said Taylor was like okay, and you were like,
bro, okay. Well, I mean.
Yeah, you were choked.
Yeah, she was.
You like headbutted the fucking wall. I was like, yo, settle down, bro. Taylor's not that good. Like, yeah. She's good, but, like, not headbutt a wall, you know? Like,
yeah, no.
Bring it back. Bring it back in.
Yeah.
Dial it back.
She's wild, dude. I don't know. Talk about fan, like, reach. Dude, she can literally do anything. Like,
you're right.
It's fucking insane, bro. But, yeah, then I started listening to her music, and I was like, oh, make some videos about that. And then, real quick to end it, they random hockey video I did, posted, went viral for... I mean, it went viral because I was doing, like, a lip sync, but all the comments were like, this guy looks like Garrett Graham. I'm like, the fuck? Like,
who is that? The book talk.
The book talk.
I probably buzzed book talk.
Dude, I was like,
who's this?
Book talk. Yeah. Dude, he read a book.
Yeah, it actually, it's actually a wild story. It's Garrett Graham. It's a hockey book.
Garrett Graham.
He's a fictional character.
So I like haven't read a book in 6 years. Like I read Diary of a Kid. Like that was the most one a recent run I read. So I read this.
Did you ever read?
I mean, and I'm like, shit, this is good. So then I did content about it, fucking, which was really cool, and like did really well. Like the author saw it, everything. And the book is so I didn't want to read. So I actually read the book. Obviously, took fucking notes, highlighted. I didn't want to read 400 pages of like a girl saying like, holy shit, holy fuck, is it you? Me, bro.
Oh yeah, that's
Savard.
Yeah,
I remember you doing it,
dude. Yeah, talk. It was a really good book too because it has like it's college hockey life, so like chapters would be either in the guy or the girl's version.
So are you Garrett or am I Garrett? Because what's the fuck's your deal,
I think
bro?
You are
Garrett Bear.
Yeah,
the hell, bro. What's the author's name?
L. Kennedy. It's Yo, such L. a good Kennedy. Book, bro. It's such a good book.
Are you serious? You think he's Garrett?
Dude,
are you kidding me right now? Dude. Should I post a clip of this on TikTok and get the people going?
Yeah, what's up, TikTok?
Who's more Garrett, him or me? Are you serious? Be Bearsy.
I don't know what Garrett looks like.
I don't either.
He, I mean, he's not.
Well, he doesn't have a look. It's how you picture him. What are his personality traits?
Yeah.
Dude, I can, like, cocky, like arrogant, but he's also, like, obviously, sweet spot for the girl. He is he interesting. Be, he never.
That's all you, bro. That's all you.
That's all you, that yeah. I take it back. You're Garrett.
You're the, I'm not funny. Garrett. You're the one that got it growing on me, too.
Yeah. Maybe I am.
It's dude, but the hockey scenes like in the book were so fucking good. Like I genuinely
were you painting pictures in your head, Trent?
Dude? I was. It was like legit. Like I would think that like
you were in the game.
Someone else wrote it.
Fuck. Wait, what do you mean someone else?
Like I would think that like it was a different.
You thought it was like author. A diary.
Yeah, because it's written by Garrett and the girl Hannah. So it's like it's diary different type chapters.
It's
so,
diary. Like, it's like POVs.
Yes. So it'd be like it's kind like
today
of.
I looked
so it'd be
at,
like.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Go
Garrett
on.
Would be like, yeah, I just fucked this hot girl. Like, she was like she looked like a slut from like a porno. I'm like, bro,
he said
what?
Fuck?
Yeah, like, dude, it's detailed, bro.
That's well, those are some aggressive words.
Yeah.
Those
are aggressive.
Some fighting words.
It's called smut.
Smut?
Like, yeah. Smut. Jay Critch, smutty.
Smut. It's like book porn.
So how do you feel about being Garrett? Do you wear dude, it? Do you accept wear it on
your sleeve? I wish, bro. He went to the league.
He did?
Yeah, he's sick at hockey, bro.
And people just say, like, you're Garrett?
I guess, man. You should be.
No, I don't want to be Garrett anymore, bro. He's a terrible
Garrett sounds
human.
Like a pidge, dude. Yeah. You should probably get rid of the Garrett name.
Nah,
he doesn't sound that bad.
He's a cool guy. He was actually in a frat, too. It's pretty funny.
Garrett?
In the book.
Yeah.
Like a fictional frat? Because
his dad... So I'm not. I don't.
Hold on. Was he in league. A? Was he on a hockey team or
he was.
A frat
he was
in college?
A D1 so hockey team.
He was a D1 hockey team and a frat?
Well, it was a made-up name.
This is bullshit.
Fuck, I'm blanking. I'm blanking right now. But it's like a Harvard type of school.
And
his dad was in a frat because he was like Wayne Gretzky like at hockey. No. So and then he was legacy, so he didn't rush, but he was automatically in the frat because his dad was an asshole too, bro. It's fucked up. It's a fucked up movie. Or a fucked up book, bro.
Wait.
So if my dad was in a frat, I could go in the same frat as him.
Yeah, you'd get a legacy bid.
Really?
Or you'd rush, but you get an automatic bid. Mm-hmm. So like damn. My kids, my brothers, my cousins, or whatever.
I feel like that's similar to like NHL. I feel like your dad was in the show. You get like a legacy bid to the league
worldwide too, like you're nationals. In it. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Kind of. If you think about it, there's a lot of sons in there.
Well, yeah, but that's because like
it's a fuck.
Just throwing. I'm just throwing words out there, bro. I don't know.
It's a fuck.
I think it's just because they got the money and they played the sport
for like, sure.
You got the
they got
no,
the
but
ins.
That's what it's all. It all ties into.
They
that,
got so. They got the ins for sure.
Yeah, they know people.
I mean, if they're good enough, they're good enough though, and they like.
But there's definitely been some cases where guys have played in the league that maybe not.
Should have played. I'm not saying they shouldn't be there, but like they definitely get better opportunity for yeah. Them, yeah.
Like there's yeah, like there's definitely some guys.
So that's like a frat too.
Yeah, well,
did you like ever lose a bid to someone because you had a legacy bid and you were like, yo, that's political and frats?
No, so like
there's definitely that's happened.
There's definitely been times like, you're a bigger like people beauty. Have let in legacies, obviously because like the dad or whatever. Sororities sometimes don't even honor it.
Really?
But, like,
that's so
and like
classic.
The people be fucking weird, like. The dad is like the dad was cool, but the yeah. Kids are like a fucking dweeb. So
and they don't honor.
They
it.
What classifies them. A dweeb to you?
Yeah,
weird with girls. Fucking.
What do you mean weird with girls?
Weird
like
with girls.
Like
appropriate. Oh, yeah. Well, let's not use the R word.
So okay, like would be
insensitive.
You wouldn't,
insensitive to the opposite. Okay.
He's
crowd.
Aggressive.
You wouldn't want to trust this guy with your girlfriend talking like 101.
Okay.
You'd be like,
well, yeah.
Not
so
the name.
He's inappropriate
off, but, like,
with
would,
girls.
Yeah, or just like logo, not weird. Social and stuff like that. Like, just
damn, awkward. What if he has social anxiety, man?
Yeah, well, what no, if he's that, just like, what if he's like an absolute beauty with the boys?
You just got to
like,
get him going.
No, once he, yeah, once like fine. The party comes, he just goes into his room and plays Chell. Like, it's like, fuck.
We learned a is thing. That bad? We learned no, that's perfect. We learned a thing. It was like how to talk. It's called the four method. Like they oh, should, they made like a PowerPoint. It's called the four method. Family. You asked her about her family, like brothers, sisters, occupation. Like what she obviously does, a job, that, recreation, yeah. And motivation.
Like I gotta ask. Instead of asking, what's like, what's where are you from? What's frat beef with like normal like student male body population?
What do you mean?
If I just went to a frat and I was there with like some girls and they're like, "Yo, you can't come in."
So yeah. I thought it was stupid until like I understood players. It. It's legit because let's say something inappropriate were to happen from like an out, like a guy coming in to like the frat. And whatever, and that frat would be blamed for it, even though it wasn't one of their brothers or anything like that.
Interesting.
So technically, it's like a liability. So it's just like, especially it's like girls.
So what if a girl? What if a girl did something inappropriate to a guy in the frat?
That happens too, and it's messed up.
Yeah,
But it's like guys are sketchy too. Like a normal, like if you were to, it's just like also too, like you have a party at your house.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want like random dudes like pulling up. You're like, who is this guy? Like he could.
I wouldn't want random girls pulling up either.
It's stupid. Like that's the thing. Really? It's like, but we would charge guys $10.
Bro,
we would charge. So now guys you're
extorting
$10.
Dudes to be weird.
Dude, you're crazy. Like no, that.
So we would just because our school is different. But
our parties, if there's some like creep walking around, like it would definitely catch.
Yeah, you like would you would, let non-hockey guys in the?
I house? I wasn't the door guy. So
door guy's fun.
I'm a shower guy. Remember. Mm-hmm. I like dabbled at the door a couple times my freshman year. I would like chill by the door just cause, but then
just for entertainment.
Yeah, just for entertainment. Like, oh, who do you know here, buddy? Like, where are the females? You know, just oh being like God, a dick.
Dude, yeah.
But like, I only did a couple times. Other than that, like, we had these guys. They were door guys. Every party, there was the door guys, oh my and they would like girl? They would have. They had like a fucking structure, man. They
oh,
had,
we
like,
had,
a,
yeah, we have a structure.
Dingsy?
No, who do you Dingy know? Wasn't
name
it.
Five Herner brothers, was, like
who?
Yeah.
Herner,
oh.
Big guy.
Yeah.
He used to be a maniac on the door, bro. He would like he had dialed it in. He had a whole thing, the way he would like let people in. But then like he might walk away, get tired or something. All of a sudden, like the whole basketball team was at our party, and we were like, "Hold up, too much hog here." You know?
Exactly. Yeah, it's weird. But like, dude, this happened actually. our party got like shut down or whatever. Then I went to like a different party, and this kid was in like my group. It's called Cluster, but it's like he was on my. Like project group the entire semester, like we were like tight, and I was like, "Yo, like he's in your frat, like let me in, like because he got me the other parties." The door guy goes, "All right, call him up and have him come to the door." I'm like, "Dude, he's a senior. He's not like leaving the party to come up. Like this is just stupid. Like I literally know the guy. Obviously, he felt bad about it. I'm like, dude, it's like."
But you couldn't get him in.
No, like I couldn't get in. He wouldn't let me.
But you couldn't get in.
Yeah.
Damn, we're at your own party, at your own frat party.
No, different. Oh, different frat.
Oh, yeah, well, that's like rival frat. I get that.
Dude, frat beef
like,
is actually...
It was tough, like, frat beef is brutal when the other sports team would show up, it'd be like a little like, yo, like I don't know, boy, like this is our party.
That's different what I'm saying,
now,
bro. Dude.
Different now. The boys love the boys.
The boys love the boys. You were saying that, like the teams of the teams. Back in my day, it was like hockey team fought like the baseball team a lot.
That don't happen.
I never partook. I was never like a beefer like with
makes
the other
sense, though.
I like the boys, bro. I'm like, yo, you play sports. I don't fucking even care. You know, like what's up? You TikTok?
It's just like a
liability. You toss thirst traps? It's good, you know? I'm boys with everyone. Yeah.
I hate people that aren't boys that are like, what do you care so much about fucking being such a big shot for?
It's not that deep.
Especially if your letters are
It's probably an insecurity thing.
It's embarrassing, dude. You just look like a loser.
Yeah, it's like, but there's definitely people that are like, they got a lot of hostility inside.
Yeah, they're like, so
they
like,
just want conflict.
Yeah, they work so hard that they got to be mean to everyone else.
Yeah, they're just trying. Yeah, that's it's like, that's, all right. I never really talked to those people.
Dweeb, exactly. Even like,
if that's a dweeb.
Yeah, it's, there's
big dweeb. I know a few dweebs.
Also, too, like you're not supposed to wear.
I know a few weasels.
Like letters too. I wonder if I'm gonna ask you too because.
What do you mean letters?
Like if like
can I wear your letters right now? Can I throw your letters on? Fucking like, flex on the boys.
If you wore your letters like out.
Like a Letterman jacket.
Like you got shit faced. Like obviously it's a bad look.
Yeah, like, if you wore like a UMaine hockey shirt at the party, you'd be like, everyone would be like, yo, what are you wearing?
Same thing. It's like, if you act stupid, it's like a bad thing for the brand.
Oh. Ours was just like, yo, stop being a cocky prick. Like, why do you got a Maine hockey hoodie at the party, you clown, you know?
Yeah, for real.
With your social media creation, everything, what's your angle? What's your dream life?
I want to, sounds corny, but I actually like want to get into acting more. And, like, my dream, like, acting role, I think, would be, like, a rom-com. I think that would be pretty fun.
Same, bro. I want to be in rom-coms. Like, fucking, let's make
one. I love me to and be you, in, like, the deal, real life. Like, that would be sick, like, playing hockey. Like.
No, I'm serious, though, yeah. I actually think rom-coms are awesome. They're funny, and then you get that, like, romantic emotional edge.
Yeah, Dear John.
But
great movie.
That's not a rom-com. That's just a rom.
I like the roms.
The rom
set. More roms, yeah. Like, that's the Netflix movies. I think, it, like, Jacob Elordi obviously used that.
Yeah.
Then now he's on Euphoria.
Kissing Booth 1-8, all great.
I saw, yeah,
they're good. So cheesy, but
a little bit.
You eyes those?
I watched them all. They're like so bad, but so good at they're the same good, time, bro.
They're good.
Like I hated them, but loved them. Dude. I don't even know how to describe it.
I've never watched.
Bro, the one scene when when he's like comes to see his girlfriend, yeah. Surprise, and she's like making out with the dude on the stage.
Yeah, fucked. I remember that. Yeah. So you want to be in rom-coms?
Like romance, stuff like that.
Just acting in general, modeling.
Because I'm like with a modeling agency, but it's so hard to like get shit, bro.
Would you ever like do stuff to promote that on TikTok, like acting-wise? Like would you act or like do skits or...
I gotta get good at it, bro.
I guess bringing you here is good then.
Yeah.
Fucking, the boys are acting.
Nice. It's more creativity I can do. Because also, too, it's nice you have like a setup and obviously I'm like... If you have a camera, like, if you have a phone, like, you should just make content. Like, there's no excuses, deadass, at the end of the day. But it's nice. It's like, dude, making content, like, back home, it's, like, tough. But here, it's like, we're all in the same space. We all, like, want to help each other. Yeah, we all want to help you.
And we're acting. We script up some shit, and then we improv some shit.
I don't think we scripted one thing.
Well, the whole storyline is scripted. Every scene is planned.
Well, you have an idea of what you want.
Yeah, every scene is planned, the storyline, but not the dialogue. The dialogue's, like, a little free ball. We were in scripted scenes. We were in scripted...
Yeah, like what we were going to do.
Yeah, scripted setup. That's what I meant by that. I love improv, though.
It's nice, too. But, I don't know. I took some acting classes, which was fun. You got to build up a resume, too. And it's like, you know, stop doing stuff like this. And, you know, get out there, no excuse.
Yeah, fuck. So, yeah, like, so essentially you want to be an actor. It's like your end goal.
I'd be cool, but, you know.
It's tough, it's like, of course, yeah.
You miss 100% of shots you don't take, you know.
Michael Scott said that.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a killer line.
I'd rather do something now than regret it and be like, damn, I wish I did this when I'm older. Like,
yeah.
When are you going to be like, damn, I can't go back in time? Like, that's what I was like, dude, if I want to do it as a junior, fuck it.
Exactly, bro. That's what I'm saying about high schools, bro. Dude, can't go back in time. So I just get sad.
So is that why?
No. Maybe.
I don't know, bro. I don't really like high school's whatever. I like my life better now, though. But I agree, man. I think, like...
No freedom, dude. Even you said there's no creativity. Like,
for
you
sure,
get wrecked,
man.
If you go outside the box. That's just how it is, you know?
Yeah, I agree. You gotta take initiative and do it. Whatever you want to do, take initiative. Start moving towards it, and you'll find yourself getting closer to it. It just gets closer and closer if you keep working towards it.
Plus, too, it's like a new goal every time, you know? Like, who would have thought, oh, I'd be making this. Plus, it's like,
yeah
I can look at my old videos and cringe now, but it's like... I heard if you're not cringing in your old shit, like you're just
not you haven't
grown
then. No. As a person or a creator or like actor or comedian, whatever you're doing, for sure, dude.
I'll do, yeah.
Seriously. If you don't look at yourself 2-3 years ago, like you haven't grown.
Dude, it's
or, like if you haven't, like you don't cringe or be like, ooh, that's true. We looked at our video today from a year ago, or not even a year ago, it was 10 months ago. We were like, yo, we just did way better this week.
That just shows it's gonna be good, guys.
Yeah, so why we're all together. It's because we're filming a parody high school hockey comedy sequel. We did one last year, like I just said, the real day in the life of a high school hockey player. But this one is like 10x the quality, the comedy, the writing, everything about
characters, production,
the characters, the production. Yeah, everything is just way better. But I brought Jisun Dunn in last minute, actually. So
yeah, we got another special guest, but we won't say who it is.
Yeah, we'll save him. Yeah. But yeah,
you'll like him.
I brought Jisun Dunn in last minute because I've been filming. I didn't leave enough gap in between, but I had to because I had my house, like my family's house, just to myself this week. So I brought the boys in. But I filmed the pro hockey one 2 weeks ago, and then like I had a week in between, and I didn't really have enough time to. I didn't have a ton of time to write this one, so I started like writing it right after the pro one because I was focusing on the pro one, and then I started writing it. And I was like, fuck, like. We definitely need a third. Like, as I was writing, I was like, we need some, like, because, like, our banter's great, but I was like, there needs to be something else. Like in the locker room needs to be a little bit more full.
Yeah.
So I texted.
We filled it. We filled the locker
room. I texted Jisun. I was like, yo, if I bring in, like, last minute for, like 3 days from now, are you going to come? He's like, yeah. Like, fucking rights. So we brought him in.
Also, too, it's like...
It's been electric.
Yeah,
I mean, I can't really... I can relate it, too, but it's like... The more you just start saying yes to things, like, you're just life.
Dude.
Your life just gets, like, so much, like, better.
And you move in the right direction.
Yeah.
You like, you just don't think about it. Or, like, don't, like, worry about the negative or whatever, and you start taking initiative. You do shit.
Dude, if I couldn't come, I'm like, damn, like, I wish, like, I... could have went, like, what did I miss? Then you get the FOMO, it's like, fuck, man.
Yeah,
like,
but we, dude, we made some funny ass shit
this
week. I'm pumped about it.
That's lit.
Dude, I have a blast doing these, like, filming weeks or, like, projects like this, because you just hang with the boys and have a good time. We went on a slight bender, but, like, maybe slight, that's okay. Maybe. It's all right, but, dude, I was,
we're
like...
all 21, that's
fine. I was, like, looking around. We were, like, all vibing, having a good time. Tark was here the other day, too, and we were just all...
Chetty.
Like, dude, Cheddar too, but you didn't meet Chetty. But me, you, us Savvy. Three, and Tark.
I said Chetty, like, for a second.
Yeah, we were all vibing in the kitchen, just having laughs, and I was like, damn, this is cool. Like, the
camera guys.
Yeah,
we were all vibing.
Camera guys,
burgers.
But that's what I mean. Like, we were like created like this little, like, I don't know, like team. Like, it's like I always think of like a hockey team, but like, you know, always little unit making a common goal. It was fun.
Yeah, it was sick.
That's the thing about it too. That's why, like, because the reason why, like, I did a lot of the, why I liked that book so much and talked about it, I was like, there needs to be more hockey influence. Like, these romance movies, dude, it's always football, basketball. Like, they need something else. Like, they need to, like, blow up the sport. And then I see these comments, people love hockey, guys and girls. And it's like,
yeah, dude.
Like, it's just, it's sad, bro. It's frustrating. Like, why isn't there anything like that?
You're right. There's not a lot of it.
We can only do what we can do.
I like the idea of like creating shit around it, even these things we're doing. Like, I eventually want to make like I don't know, a rom-com movie, but it's like, or like a show, but I want it to be like about the life outside, then also like, oh, we just happen to play hockey.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? It's like not the focus of the show. It's not like that's what I'm like using kind of hockey to get like people on board that. Like, and watch it or whatever, but it's really has nothing to do with actually playing hockey.
No, we're not. Also, too, because hockey is capped. Like, you're gonna hit a point.
Yeah.
Eventually, like, I mean, unless you're, you know, some other YouTubers like Pavel Barber keeps growing and stuff like
not
that.
Not really, though. He's just like who he is.
I guess. Yeah. You know? I mean, I guess there's, but with comedy, dude, the sky's the limit, too.
For sure. Yeah. You can just like branch out from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question. Like, real quick. Dream collab. Not obviously sexual, but like,
I didn't take it sexual, bro. You're doing this,
dude. But like, my friends, we always make like dirty jokes all the time.
No, so
like,
I do non-stop. Too, for sure. But so like dream collab.
Yeah, with
I don't collab creator. With a woman in the bedroom. Although that could be a funny way to put it. You trying to collab tonight?
That could be good.
What's up?
Dream content creator you would collab with?
I would say like Jimmy Tatro for sure. That's like the first name that pops in my head.
What about you?
Cole Bennett.
Who is that?
Oh, wait. That's the lyrical...
Lyrical Lemonade guy.
Oh.
Oh, I thought it was someone else.
Yeah.
That'd be sick, dude. Imagine him producing a fucking sketch, like throwing in crazy animations and shit.
Yeah, he's very good with the camera.
Oh, he's great with the camera.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
But, dude...
You?
Yeah.
See, for my, like, audience would be cool. I think, like, a Noah Beck, like, soccer versus hockey thing would be kind of cool. Especially because, he's actually gross at soccer, but I also get, like, a lot of, like, people think I'm, like, look like Noah Beck.
You had to toss it out.
Yeah. I had to slide it out. Subtle little brag over there.
But none, I think.
Who was your...
Cody Ko,
who was, like, a big...
Cool.
Oh, Cody Ko was a big influence for you. Okay.
Yeah. But, if he saw my shit now, like, he'd rip me.
100%.
And I couldn't defend myself.
He would shred you up.
Maybe Josh Richards would be
cool. He'd toss
you
on that's cringe. Maybe. Josh Richards is cool. So, he's an example. Like, he has similar content, and he finally, like... did the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's grown an audience of guys that like him because they're like, oh, he's actually a pretty cool guy.
He did with PK. He did like shit with PK Subban, Austin Matthews.
Yeah.
Like, that would be sick.
Yeah, I could see that for you for sure.
Yeah,
bro. For me, Tatro though, like he was like he was a huge inspiration when I first like started doing anything like content wise.
Balcony Conversations.
Yeah,
that shit was fire.
Hilarious shit, bro. Like
track guy. Yeah.
I watched his shit. And was like, damn, man, like, first of all, would love to do this shit. And also, like, gave me a sense of, like, man, I could do this shit. He was just, like, a frat guy.
Not literally.
And then he also had a passion and just fucking started doing it. And it was, you could see the quality. Like, he just started. He didn't wait for, like, high quality. Like, that's he just exactly, started yeah. doing it. And his quality went up, no up, excuses. Up, and it's still going up. He's still crushing it.
He's in, now he's getting, like, acting
yeah. and shit, which that's is that's what I'm saying. Like, I really, like, still follow his career closely.
Yeah, because I was going to ask, like, what do you want to do? Like, what's your next 5 years? Like, what do you...
Me?
Like, yeah, what do you want to do, like, by then? Obviously, it's, like, it's not a job interview, but, like
where no, you... I like it. I would say... I'm going to make a bunch more, like, these style videos, parody-wise. And honestly, like, I would love to make my own shows. These will be, in their own sense, like, continuing the production will go up. But I would like to get, like, a big, you know, budget and actually get a team and, like, make real show or make movies. Like, that's my end goal. Whether I'm making it, I want to act. I want to be an actor, too, and, like, maybe do other people that I didn't like write or create or whatever, but I'd love to do that. But I'd also, I think the creative freedom of like doing it yourself, if there's a way to do it where you're always the star.
You want
to
be your own boss. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like any actor wants to be an actor because they want to be the star of the show. And like, you could do it yourself and you always are the star. Then
that's true. It's
sick.
And you kind of like direct the process.
Yeah. So, yeah. The creative.
You have many hats at the same time.
Yeah. So it can be overwhelming, but I definitely want to do, just keep upping the game, keep doing bigger things with it, and then also branch and be like actor and maybe movies and shit
too. Even a year ago, you said you didn't really have like a whole like kind of system. Now you got like camera guys and stuff like that.
Dude, yeah,
like, this production's gonna
taking steps.
Step the fuck up. It's sick.
Taking a lot it's of so steps. Sick. Yeah. I just figured it's time like to do it, man. Like, what am I waiting for? You know, and I saved up some money and I'm like, what am I saving it for? I'm like, this is, I need to spend it investing in myself. You know, if I want to make something happen, then I have to.
You only got so much time.
Yeah, you just got to do it, man. Just make shit happen. All right. Well, anywho, that'll wrap up the pod for tonight.
If you're still here, comment Garrett Graham.
if you're a G-Sun Dunn fan, leave some comments for him. The Sodas crew.
OT Megan. Boys. If you're watching this, unblock me. Livy, if you're watching this, what's up? Hey.
Wow.
We'd make a great couple. I think she, you know, she might like hockey. Actually, she's more a baseball guy.
Really?
Baseball girl, yeah. It's all right, though. Everyone has a soft spot for the boys.
You okay?
she got emotional for a second.
You did, man.
That's good.
Get some merch. Shower Guy merch. Sodas Road merch. The whole line. Also, if you want to join on the Patreon, link's in the description. It's $3.99 a month. I'm going to start firing that.
You got a lot of behind-the-scenes shit.
Yeah, behind-the-scenes shit. Just more shit, guys. More shit's coming. But, anywho, we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Don't miss out.